the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, see? Hi, Paige.
Yes, sir.
There's a wreck in my britches on the backside.
Wow.
Ew. By the way, someone did text in.
Skidvicious.
God bless, Paige.
I'll tell you what. She's going to recover from that one.
Those moments.
Look at her. That was all her, too. There was
God,
no problem.
I am videoing it. Kiss off.
She just said skidvicious.
Skidvicious. God, she nailed it.
She can't even. She's got her head in her hands.
She'd be the worst stand-up comic to go see.
She's getting a little punchy.
She wouldn't get the joke
I'm
out.
Very punchy.
Skidvicious.
Say bye-bye now.
Bye, everybody. Don't.
That's my alter ego, skidvicious. I got a couple big skids in the back here. Look out.
We're the
skids of America.
What was Nancy's last name? I don't know.
Mommy.
God, I was thinking Benoit.
Oh, woman.
Woman Benoit.
Wish you stayed with Kevin Sullivan, didn't you?
Ooh.
All right.
That was a rough audible.
Let's begin.
Taskmaster. It'd be weird to be in a relationship with a man shorter than you.
Really would be. Who was a great booker, like a big Finnish guy.
Oh, yeah. He just passed away last year.
God
yeah.
bless.
That's what happens when you meet mind. Jeff Lewis Neal.
Oh.
You die soon. That's why I avoid him like the plague.
The Russian wolf?
But his wife is awesome, so don't.
Oh, I love his wife and Jeff Lewis Neal Jr.
Yes.
Lucas Neal.
Jeff
Lucas Neal Jr.
All right, so the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, they're getting a lot of attention from
I thought you were
going to
say they've already been eliminated from playoff contention.
No. So there's a list of rules that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders must follow. So we'll start with number 10.
But it's got something to do with leg length.
Like they have
Rockettes have to have a certain leg length.
They both have to be the same length.
And height.
Well, it'd be bad if you
old
like,
chick that used to work here could never be a Rockette.
It's like
why?
She had one leg shorter than the other one. I mean, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the way I found out? I never saw that woman walk. She was always seated. I was behind her walking down the hall one day, and it's like, hey, what happened? You got a limp. And she turns around. She said, I have one leg shorter than the other.
Oh,
you've worked
God.
With me 10, 12 years. How have you not known that? I've never seen you walk before.
That's really creepy.
I know. I thought it was like Professor X kind of thing.
So back to the list.
Next,
you have to avoid spray tans with orange tones, obviously, because you don't want to stand out. You want to look like everybody else.
See, I've said the same thing about, I think, one thing that could really change Hooters, not breasts, but the store, the restaurant.
Hooters.
Quit making, and maybe they have, but stop with the suntan pantyhose. I think it'd be way sexier if they were wearing, like, thigh highs. I love the black embroidery looking pantyhose, you know.
Stop.
Not for my own use, but on a woman.
Yes, and I would like the managers of Hooters to dress up like the machine from 8mm. Walk around in the gimp mask and the leather suspenders.
My God. You are kinky.
Oh, man.
All right. Also, you can't post provocative pictures on Instagram.
It's not a ball gag. It's a freaking chicken wing.
So you can't have provocative pictures on Instagram, which means you probably can't have an OnlyFans page if you want to be a cheerleader.
Boo.
They probably encourage that at the other restaurant.
Which you must say, yes, ma'am.
To
the choreographer.
Is this still a prestigious position?
Oh, yes.
Oh, we're talking about, okay.
Cheerleaders.
I was thinking Hooters girls.
You can't miss rehearsal. That's important.
I would imagine a lot of girls who have OnlyFans go and get jobs as servers at places like that just to spread marketing for their OnlyFans. I guarantee
you. How about you have another restaurant called Duders and everybody wears business casual?
Business casual, and you have to have like little pointy noses.
Here's another thing. You can't be anywhere alcohol is served or
boo!
Attend parties.
So you can't go to the games because they're serving a ton of alcohol. At Jerry's World.
You
My God, yes, we are.
In full hair and makeup every day.
Wow. What do you mean full hair? Like, even down here?
No.
No.
You can't look like me right now with your hair in a ponytail.
I believe in the business, Paige will... sorry, I went into my Dusty Rhodes.
In the business.
Paige will correct me. You have to be camera ready when you arrive.
You do.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you meant crack fuzz, too.
Or you have to maintain your size. You can't get a new uniform, so you can't gain weight.
That's still...
And this has been...
that's what the job... I mean, in football, in any sport, if you gain a bunch of weight and you come back in the offseason and your play's not up, guarantee you, if you... that's what I never understood. Why I don't call them the Cowgirls. They call them the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Nevertheless, if you go and get all chunky in the offseason, you can't kick that leg up there, guess what?
Well, you lose your job.
I agree, but...
If Chris Gardocki... Got real fat one year.
Goat.
And goes to kick and can't.
Yeah.
Guess what? Loses his job. Nelson Welch, you as well. What's up?
Here is something.
Well, Sebastian Janikowski was 800 pounds.
Well, sometimes they can do it. I mean, freaking, whatchamacallit was a bigger guy, too. What's his name? I hate him, but I can't think of his name.
Eddie. Oh. Fatty.
Elliot Fry.
Pat McAfee.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't fat, but he wasn't a runt like most of them.
All right, you can't date an NFL player. It's prohibited. That's generally any cheerleading.
Actually, what I just said, there's no runts in the NFL, actually. Like, even the little shorter guys like Luther Burden III, he runs right through you.
Yeah. Now, I've seen some nice runts. Not in the NFL.
Here's something that's going to exclude the two of you other than being boy ones.
I've seen a couple bald runts.
For real?
It's not in the NFL.
I like fruity runts.
You would.
Those are the best kind.
You can't have glitter eyeshadow. That's a big no. And number one.
Review you next Tuesday.
You can't have visible tattoos anywhere.
I can't believe that. I'm still stuck on the runts. Can't gain weight.
Runts is the only R word I say.
Because in this current climate we're in, they got a lawsuit right there against the team.
Well, you can't get... fat.
You can't tell them though legally. Well, you can't put on weight.
You have to be able to fit in the outfit.
That's part of the job. So if it was a newscaster or whatever, if they didn't hire you saying, hey, you know this is this and this, you got to keep this, maintain this. But they will, just like everything else, they will find a reason to get rid of you. They won't use that as the reason. Like, the nation feels so bad for Stephen Colbert losing his job. Blame Trump for it. Go look at the ratings. Dude was getting beat out by like MTV on the slot, on the big slot. I mean,
it did seem like an attack though, like a sacrificial lamb type situation.
So it's okay that they attack the balls off of him, but he makes a comment. Now, going after freedom of speech, I do disagree with.
I do disagree with that.
But he was going to be let go. This was the way that they get a scapegoat via Trump. Exactly what happened.
Well, what do you think about the 60 Minutes situation? Is that the
same
thing?
Tell me, but I don't know about it.
Well, Sharon Alfonsi got fired. Scott Pelley got fired.
Oh. They're cleaning house. CBS's.
I don't know. I mean, I think you look around where you work right now, where you are, you listening, you look around, there's probably a few less people there than there was this time last year. And that sucks. Slimming down, trimming down, you know, the whole thing.
Lean and mean is the way to go. Corporate America.
Corporate.
Yeah, but it's weird when you always think that they cut from the bottom up. But now in America, they're not doing that anymore. You don't want to be the guy with the reserved parking spot at work anymore.
Look to cut the big expenses. Go from the top down.
I kind of understand now. Mark Hendricks, anytime I had issues with corporate stuff, I'd say, Mark, go to corporate about this. I don't like rocking the boat. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but Mark, this is bad. I don't like rocking the boat. And I think Mark Hendricks, and I'm speaking sarcastically right now, I think he was really okay with the company forgetting that he worked for them.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He flies under the radar.
I know. It's kind of smart. It's like the richest people that they say in the news, you know. Elon definitely is, but, you know, they would say the Sultan.
By the dip.
The Sultan of Brunei is the richest man. Bull crap. The same richest people in the world have been the richest people in the world for 350 years.
Yeah.
Date me on that one, buddy.
You either got the last name Rockefeller, Rothschild.
Ross. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Bull stud. Talking about Evelyn.
Mm.
All right, Paige. I'm going to do a conspiracy mysteries this week just for you.
Okay.
Next time you go down that rabbit hole, you have to grab her hand and take her with you.
Call you Alice.
All right. One page, those rice guys headlines.
Yeah, working on a diner.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. And don't forget, before we... Fatboy, big birthdays today. A lot of music involved. Anything? Is there a chance of any suckets by chance?
There might be a couple suckets.
All right. There's something. That's intriguing. Birthdays or suckets coming up as well. Good morning, everyone.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The ones that they would just feature in the marketing.
Yeah, just kind of rotate them in and out. You know, yeah. Like Pat wasn't always there.
Right.
He'd take
Pat
a little break here.
Steve Jordan. He was passed. Oh, Charlie Watts selected Jordan as his replacement prior to his death.
That's nice.
But what if Mick and Keith says, we don't like him?
They want him in the band. What if... You know, they put an album, they put the Hagney Diamonds album out a couple of years ago.
I've never even heard of that. Hagney Diamonds?
Hagney Diamonds. I remember when they put it out.
Wow.
I don't know any songs off
of it. I don't remember anything past Steel Wheels.
But they just put this one out. Like, Bridges to Babylon was the last one I thought they put out in the late 90s.
Well, good for them.
Well, I don't think it is.
Why? Just getting out there and living your life, making your music till you die.
But no, but when you, if you went and saw the Rolling Stones, I mean, the drummer, like, no offense to drummers out there. But, like, I, you know, no one's going to see the drummer, except for, like, Tommy Lee. I know when I saw Crew a couple times, I wanted to see him go upside down, do all that.
Yeah, say the name of the town wrong, like he always does.
Greensburg.
I saw the Rolling Stones in San Francisco.
See, like, you probably saw him prime. Like, now I just feel like it wouldn't be.
Yeah, but if you go, you don't want to hear them do this song. You want to hear, you know, Satisfaction. You want to hear... Sympathy for the Devil, which is, that's my favorite song by them.
At Candlestick Park.
Dude, I looked up because...
I don't care if you saw him at...
No, but it was...
Matchstick Park.
It was something, you know, that...
I'm messing with you.
That it was a good memory, and they put on the best show I've ever seen, you know, like...
But in their prime, though. What, this still, is 90s?
I'm sure they still do it.
Oh, yeah, but, like, not... I don't know. I'm with Fatboy. I wouldn't want... If I did go see him, I wouldn't want to hear... any new stuff, and they typically not will start with a new song.
Well, I was looking, so Kenny Chesney's at the Spear, because that's how everybody else says it in Spear. Vegas. I was looking up his set list, and it sucks. Like, if you got that set list, paying that money to see him, you should be royally
pissed.
He does a lot
of covers now, right?
Well, he does a lot of covers, and he'll have some feature people, but a lot of his, like, I don't think he realizes what songs of his are good, because he plays, like, he don't play a lot of his hits. And I'm like, at that point, people shelling out that much money?
I was going to say, yeah, like maybe you don't like doing them over and over again, but damn it, that's why the people came.
Kind of mix up the sets. You got people singing.
Yeah.
It's like you want to ask them, like, why do you hate this song? Why don't you play this song?
Well, you've heard me say, like, I want a new FOF line theme because I'm tired of the same one. And people are like, no, that's my Friday anthem.
When we saw Smashing Pumpkins, it was a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that. I remember it was fun. I remember it was a good time.
See?
I remember it was fun.
Some of these bands like, we're going to do the new stuff. Like, this ain't testing it out, man. It's not like a comedian where you got to test out your new hour. I got to work out my hour.
Don't take it
on the road until you get it worked out.
How about that?
Bring some friends over to your house. Friends that aren't going to echo chamber you, that are going to be honest and really laugh if they like it. And then use that as the litmus test. Don't charge people to... I mean, that's like, well, God, you know, nowadays they probably do charge like a VIP thing to go watch the NBA team shoot around before the game. It's like a VIP experience.
Honestly, yeah, it's like an extra package. Yeah. So Steph Curry, they try to open doors earlier so people can watch him work out.
Some kind,
like,
of fanatics thing.
He's like, I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to have it too early where everybody's coming in.
I don't know how the thing, Fab, I thought it was a joke. You sent the text about the price of hamburger meat. I thought you were like literally joking until I went and looked it up myself. So, like,
no, sir.
Ground beef now costs more per pound than federal minimum wage.
And they won't do anything about, well, they'll tell you, we're trying to figure out why it's so high. But nobody will say anything. They won't investigate why the hell it costs so much money.
Get ground turkey instead.
Oh my God, that'd be more. Like, this is basic, like, meat. This is what everybody gets if you need something quick to throw together. Like, we'll get some hamburger meat and make whatever.
You know what's crazy, though, is, like, the cattle especially, it really maybe pigs to a point, but, like, cattle especially, it's like a stock market. Like, what costs $40 today might cost $75 on Friday. Like, it's literally, like, you ever go to a rich restaurant, like a bougie restaurant, and you see a certain, like, usually, like, crab legs or something, it'll say market price.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever order that without asking what
what's
the market price?
Because
I do. I'll say, what is today's market price?
But do
price?
They ever know, though?
Oh, let me go. Oh, $63.19 today.
God.
Well, when's it going to be $50?
Go ask the Major D. Say, look, how much is this?
Yeah, the Mater.
The Mater D. Where's the Mater D?
I priced it the other day, and I didn't get it because the amount that I like to get, because I know I can do a few things with it, it's like $22.
See, this is a time when, I mean, at this point, it's conspiracy theory or whatever, but the thing about the alpha gal disease that's like on major rise, and that's the disease where you know we talked about it. I looked up what it was actually called instead of just saying, hey, what's that disease where you get sick when you eat meat? It's alpha gal, and it's like on the rise. It's because of the ticks.
Oh, because of the screw worm.
What I was reading, it was from ticks. A tick.
Oh, bite. Yeah, that's something going around.
Yeah, and you see, at the same time when allegedly all these ticks are being dropped onto farms and stuff, I'm not joking. Like, you'd look it up. It could be TikTok bullcrap, but, like, people have videos of helicopters dropping these boxes off on their farmland, and they go out there and look, and they kick the box. It's gray. It looks like something you'd catch mice in, like a big old trap like that. And they kick it, and all just full of ticks coming out.
Wow.
And it's I don't know if it's the same kind of tick.
So are they environmental spies that are ruining the ecology, or what is it?
Well, you got to look at Bill Gates. I don't want to guess at the number.
He went to the island.
It was over $100 million where he's invested in lab-created protein.
Where is the miss? Because you have the farm animals, the cow, whatever.
You talking about Mike Mazarian?
Well, they take him to the freaking processor.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know ground beef is one of the most handled meats. You know, it's extra bacteria or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever a tick would have, are you not cooking it out of the meat when you prepare it?
I mean, one would think.
Well, maybe they're bit by it and that's exposed the blood to be tainted.
Like, I thought,
well, yeah, this is not from in the meat. This is coming from, like, if the tick bit you, you would then get violently ill when you had even dairy, they're saying, because it comes from a cow. So, you know, again, conspiracy theory.
That's where Lyme disease started.
What if this is all just to say, oh, God, we don't have cattle anymore. What are we going to eat? And there's Mr. Gates. Yeah. Come over and have some lab created. It's like come what on. The enemies of the De Beers family did with diamonds. We lab create them now. Ha ha.
Try to save lives, they say, right?
Yeah, right.
Over the blood diamonds.
Well, the De Beers hold them all anyway. They ain't as rare as
they're going to move to Indiana, I read.
So basic.
They don't even have a alcoholic drink.
The alpha gal.
De Beers beer.
Molecule is a sugar molecule, and it triggers an allergic condition in your body.
You already, like, you know, blew my mind.
I know. You said sugar, and I was just like,
a molecule. Like, God dang it, I'm in chemistry again.
But I love chemistry. You know that. I want to know what it is that goes in your body. Why does it make you sick?
I told you can buy it at Adam and Eve. And what I make you sick.
She wants yours, though. The one
what
you were saying about Lars earlier.
Are you doing anything on this benoit bone?
Speaking of drummers, Fatboy thinks
let me
that sometimes band members will do things to the drummer's drumsticks.
You know they do.
And then maybe tell them halfway through the concert, like,
yeah,
how's those drumsticks doing back there, Lars?
Little joke on you, Lars.
Look at the big screen, Lars, and they flash a picture of James.
He's got doodoo wearing, sticks. Wow.
There you go, sure. Doodoo sticks. You're awful.
It's your jellos, you know.
Well, I'm trying to think what would kill you faster.
Not the end, though, the part that he's, like, drumming with.
Yeah, the hand.
The handle.
The handle.
Yeah.
He looks at his hands.
I was like, oh, this is not funny, James.
It's not funny. Would you come up with that when you're having some whiskey before the show, James?
Because, you know, that's what I thought happened when he stormed off of the some kind of monster. Because they didn't like each other.
Yeah. Well, the documentary.
Yeah.
Like, Lars does talk like a valley girl. He's, dude. Hey,
James.
Come on, man.
Maybe I took your pics and put them in my underwear, James.
That's totally not cool, James. What are you laughing at, Robert DeGilio?
Did you boof my drumsticks? Yeah!
Kurt, you haven't said a word since 87. You okay?
You okay?
I know that because I interviewed the son of a bitch.
Guys!
What about that?
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break
it down! Live from callrob.com studio. Rob's under the weather. And
Rob, come on.
I want to say I hope the scales of justice make you feel better. I don't know. That's stupid. Anyway, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 23rd of June, happy birthday.
Suck it. We'll start with this former footballer. If I gave you the school, I think it would give it away because pretty sure he'd be the first one you'd think of.
I'm not good at collegiate, you know, unless they played around here in one of the few. I didn't.
Well, it's not around here. Okay. And I don't think you would think of the Red Rifle first, Andy Dalton. It is not his birthday. But Fear the Frog, nonetheless. Talking about TCU.
Give me the initials.
That would definitely give it away.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I told you. I pre-referenced or saying I.
One of the greatest running backs of all times. He was a Jet for a little bit. He was a Charger first.
Natron?
No. Wore the dark visor.
LaDainian Thomas.
LT's birthday. Yeah. The other LT. Damn. Of course, you know. Lawrence Taylor is the LT.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great sandwich. See, I was.
The LT.
God, why didn't somewhere up in New York have a sandwich named after him other than all the rape allegations? But why not have a sandwich called the LT?
It's underage just hooker allegations.
A lettuce and tomato sandwich. We miss you, Clive Owen.
He played college for North Carolina, LT. Older LT, first LT.
Yeah.
LaDainian Tomlinson. This might surprise you, actually, his age.
I was going to say, I feel like he's close to my age.
Because he's been retired for a little bit. He is seventh all-time in yardage.
48.
Second in rushing 49. Touchdowns. 47 for LaDainian Tomlinson. We'll keep it going for her. I don't have music for this lady, but she has watched football before.
Oh.
Well, not Helen Keller.
If you say your name too fast, you really
got to. Beetlejuice.
No, don't say it three times. You really got to slow down to say Selma Blair. Or you'll say Selma Blair.
Selma Blair. Isn't she has some kind of health issue, right?
MS? She has MS, yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
Since 2018.
We need to get better with all diseases instead of just saying, hey, how can we program this factory to run with 12 people. I ain't even talking about data centers. I'm talking data. I'm talking about like any business. Like, ask AI today, what's up with MS? How can we fix, what are we doing to make more of this happen? What's happening with the food?
I have a friend that passed.
I'll do that today.
My friend died because of MS.
They're talking about all these soccer fans over here from other countries that are putting on weight. For the month that they're here.
Oh, yeah. Dude, people...
Most of the Scottish have drank Boston dry.
Up north, they call it the FIFA 15 that they...
That's good.
I guess they... that meaning they would gain 15 pounds while the... Thank God it's...
Do you know what they're doing in Dallas? Because that's one of the host sites for one of the game sites.
Yeah.
They're taking buses every 30 minutes for shopping plazas and Buc-ee's.
You say plazas, hoity-toity ass.
How do you say it?
Plaza? Plaza.
Do you say, you know what? You don't say plasma, so maybe that's right.
Yeah.
But you do say data.
Data center. I say it both ways. But there's, I think most psychics are like kind of evil in a way.
Devil worshippers.
I mean, kind of. Don't give me the esoteric, all that stuff. But there's apparently in Brazil, like, there's this psychic lady that
with a big ass
predicted some of the biggest things that actually came to be. She's still living. And she says she didn't know crap about whatever's going on. She's from Brazil, makes it a little suspect. She said there's going to be a major sporting event in the United States, in the state of Florida, where the entire, it will be the first mass witness of a spaceship that will happen over that arena or stadium where thousands and thousands will witness it at one time.
That's kind of
Are you sure she's not talking about the spear? They're going to put something on it.
No. See, I think she's talking about World Cup. And whatever, like, I'll come at it tomorrow with more from it, like stuff she's predicted that really came true.
Did it come true? Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
Selma Blair is 54 years
That's
old.
That's what I was going to guess. Yeah.
You can guess. You'll guess this fella's birthday. Because his brother had a birthday a few weeks ago.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Chico.
Chico's birthday. L had a birthday.
Oh. His parents were big fans of the Marx Brothers. They really were.
They really were. The manifesto.
Harpo DeBarge, remember him?
Jeez. The Marx Brothers.
Oh, man. No, he was probably, gosh. He might have been named after Freddie Prinze Sr.
55.
Oh, who had a birthday yesterday? A happy
I'm doing
heavenly.
It a day ahead and a day behind now.
You're like early edition. Bring that show back. What'd you say?
I don't know, 55?
55, you said.
You know, just because I haven't done it in a while, and I wouldn't know him if he walked in here right now. Suck it, Chico.
Suck it, Chico?
Yeah.
What's the big one for Chico?
Chico and the man, 60.
60 years old for Chico Adebar.
I'm just thinking, yeah, I mean, they haven't been a good suck it in a while.
There hasn't been. We got to do this, lady.
And that keeps a good relationship going. Yeah. It really does. Workman compensation relationships.
Let me give you some of her movies. See if you can guess who she is. Fargo.
Never saw it.
Three Billboards, which was a sad movie. Almost Famous. She was in that.
Kate.
No. Remember, we're going in order here.
Oh.
She's up there. What was that movie? That documentary she did that everybody was homeless.
Man, I don't know.
That's Frances McDormand.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I forgot the name of that damn movie.
Where everyone was home. Oh, I know that. God, what was that?
I could
where
be
she was
thinking.
In a, like a...
Yeah, there were...
RV?
Yeah, something
RV
like
Park?
That. I think that's what it was called. RV Park.
Oh. Hey.
Did you fart again?
No.
I like how you dismiss it as never a possibility.
No,
though.
I mean...
Yeah, well, are you serious?
I was...
Not you.
I don't know why, but the number 66 is popping into my head now. Now, it might be saying, hey, don't forget to get gas on the way home.
Oh, please get it today.
70.
Please. If you have to get gas.
Today's the day to get it, I heard.
And I'm mainly talking to Paige. Please get it today.
Paige always remembers the morning
of. I had beans last night, and I'm not farting today.
What are you talking about? Real gasolina.
So if you want me to get gas, I need to really work on that.
Hang on a second. You're way off. Talking about petrol for the car there, buddy.
Not going to get it.
Right, every once in a while, when we say gas, it is not about farting.
That's all you do farting. Is fart, 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 fart.
Lord. It is Glenn Danzig's birthday.
Oh. Whoa. I hear he can be not so nice.
I heard he can be not so tall either.
I heard he could get knocked the hell out too backstage if he talks to the wrong people that are members of certain groups.
Yeah.
Mother!
Papa Roach, maybe? I don't remember.
What's that damn dude. Play the Hulk Hogan. Do you have it handy?
I don't. For time purposes, that's fine. We can't be here till noon.
Thank you, kiss, man. Brother! Glenn Danzig. You know what? Suck it as well.
Sucky Glenn. Nomadland, that was the movie.
I can't, other than this song, I know there's hardcore fans that can tell me a dozen. I can't tell you another Danzig song.
How about a Misfits song?
Oh, no, that I can't.
70. Yeah. I don't know.
One of my favorite songs is by Misfits. I can't sing it, but I do love it. I'm Not No GDSOB. That's a great song.
Well, you can't sing the Blink-182 one where they just CS or MF or
BS. Oh, yeah, I love this.
71 for Glenn Danzig.
I wouldn't be able to commute in traffic without being able to say those words.
Not the bad words.
Happy heavenly birthday to June Carter Cash.
God.
Of Community Cash fame. She would have been 97 years old.
Of gospel group singing, Opry living, jet flying limousine rides.
Wow.
We lost her in 2003.
Yep. Shortly thereafter, Johnny passed.
Yeah.
As did John Ritter. Same day.
We skipped Clarence Thomas because his wife arguably could have been in a cult.
Oh, man. He should never order a Pepsi in public. Would you like that in the can? Am I thinking of the right guy?
The Supreme Court Justice.
Wasn't he the one that had the pubic hair?
His wife was in a cult. Did he? I might have missed that
Anita
story.
Anita Hill?
Might have been him.
Clarence Thomas? Yeah.
How many do you need?
I need him. I'm going to go roll my R's later. I need a hill. Hold on a minute. I thought that was the big... Am I in another loop?
You might be right. Let me, hey, Siri. Did Clarence Thomas put pubic hair on a Pepsi can?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shh.
Okay. I found this on the web for did Clarence Thomas put pubic hair on Pepsi? Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you were right.
All right.
I need a hill.
I tell you, those little victories mean a lot to me.
Big really political.
Where is that hair now? This is Rick Harrison.
I was going to say, is it in the Smithsonian?
The can and the hair?
Fanatics bought it. They're going to put it in a little one-of-one card.
I got a buddy who's an expert in pubic hair. Let me call him.
And you know what's funny? The old man saying something.
Rick!
Because you know that dude.
Rick, we're not buying pubic hair, Rick.
Old man in the front look like freaking mauled.
They feel like mauled. Then old Chum would be like, want to buy some pubic hair, Rick? I'll give you a couple right now.
I'll give you some changes in pubic hair for some tramadol.
Some trammies. Then I almost called him Horace. Hoss is in there. Oh, damn, man, what's up, man?
You know, he doesn't speak. They don't speak anymore. Dad and Hoss and Dad.
That's sad.
Hoss got in a bad wreck. Like, he always wrecks his motorcycle.
Apparently there was...
He had a GoFundMe because he said he couldn't pay his bills. His hospital bills. Plus he lost too much weight, too. How many Ozempies you on there, buddy? Stabbed him in your stomach like a...
Did he start it himself, though?
I don't know how that works.
Even then, like, gosh, I mean... Like,
I think Counts Custom, like the whole history family came together to start the GoFundMe.
Did the Beard of Knowledge throw in $50?
Rick Dale's, hey, let me throw in $100.
Dude, the guy with the crazy hair from Ancient Aliens gave $666.
If you work for the History Channel, Mike Wolf had to throw some in there too. You got to give to the GoFundMe.
Yeah, the family of Frank from American Pickers donated $40.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
let him cook. Frank Fritz.
All right, tomorrow, Best Damn Audio. Remember when they used to do advertisements saying, hey, kids, don't do drugs, and your favorite celebrities would be on there? Some of these did not age well, and I have a collection of those tomorrow.
I got a guy who says, hey, stop filming my wife.
Hey, stop filming my wife.
And you can just guess what happens after that.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not talking about his wife on camera making a mud pie.
No.
I'm talking about a fight ensuing.
You know the best ones come from Mississippi.
They really do.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.
Stupidest ones, too.
Get the podcast. Wash your hands and God bless America. It is good.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.